Attorney Bert Odelson. Bert, how are you today?
Fine. How are you today?
Good. Is it an illegal appointment? Did she have the right to hire this police chief?
She absolutely did not. And not only didn't she have the right to hire this dude as the chief, she didn't have the right to hire Michael Smith as the village administrator, nor Angela Lockett as a village attorney. She keeps fucking these people out of the abyss and saying that they're this, this, and that without bringing it to the board and without getting the advice and consent of the trustees. They're totally legal. She's gone to the bottom of the barrel. And this lawyer, this Angela Lockett, she's from Gary, Indiana. She practices in Gary. It doesn't do municipal law and doesn't have any malpractice insurance. It goes on and on and on. This Ronald Burge, this herself appointed police chief, he has sued the village many times. Aside from running for mayor, he has brought multiple suits against the village, and has had a dispute in the past in Dixmoor with Michael Smith, the alleged new village administrator. Michael Smith has been arrested countless times for crimes, pled guilty years ago to attempted resisting arrest, and has a rap sheet that is longer than my arm. We're going to court tomorrow, and you're the first to know. We're filing a lawsuit and asking a judge for a temporary restraining order restraining her tenured from making these illegal appointments without going to the board.
Are you filing tomorrow, Bert, or do you have a hearing tomorrow?
No, we're filing tomorrow a complaint against Henyard and asking for a temporary restraining order.
But that's not probably would not come tomorrow, or is it possible it could come that quickly?
It could come that quickly. It depends on service, and I don't know what lawyer, if any, is going to represent her anymore. Like I said, she's run through lawyers as well as police chiefs, as well as village administrators. This new guy, this Burge, I know Burge only too well. He's not even certified. He's inactive, according to the Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board. He was introduced to the commanders at the village of Dalton, and he told one of the commanders, that expedition out there, I like that. Give me the keys.
Oh, no.
He's driving around one of our commander's cars.
According to some reports, a search of a federal court database shows that he's been named as a defendant in at least 4 lawsuits in recent years.
Yes.
How does someone like that get hired as a police chief?
He's not hired. He's not going to get paid. He's not on the payroll. He's not going on the payroll. It's just another absurdity arising from Henyard's actions.
Bert, we see that Ed Burke is now officially incarcerated. Is there a point where you think Tiffany Henyard will be found guilty of criminal charges for the conduct in Dalton and Thornton Township where she might someday end up in federal prison as well?
My personal opinion is absolutely. I just knowing what I know, let alone what I don't know, about the misappropriation of money that has gone through her administration. Remember, there's already been two indictments. Her deputy chief, who we fired a few weeks ago, has been indicted, and her village administrator was indicted. I do know, and it's not a secret, that the U.S. Attorney's Office is well into investigating her antics in the village of Dalton.
I'll ask you what I ask you every time. Is there a timetable here that you know of?
No. The federal government has their own timetable, and they do things according to their own timetable and to their own practices. So neither I nor anyone else can tell you what the timetable is. I do know, I find it very curious, and I just saw it, the current mayor of Fort Heights was found guilty today of extorting over $100,000 just this morning in criminal court.
I did see that. I saw that headline come across, and when I looked up and added him to the list of every other politician in the state of Illinois that has been charged federally, the list is so long it would take me 3 minutes to name every name on the air. What is happening in this state and in these, well, in just what's happening, Bert? I mean, is what's happening in Dalton that different than what has happened in other areas?
Yes. It really is. It's really a tremendous abuse of power and ego, which has detrimentally impacted the residents of Dalton and will impact them for years to come because of the millions of dollars that have been spent for nonsense, for not approved by the board, for trips. You've seen it on TV. You've heard it on the radio. You've heard me talk about it. You've heard the former Mayor Lightfoot talk about it. It's a tragedy. It's a human tragedy, what's going on in Dalton.
Is Lori Lightfoot still working? Is she still doing the investigation, or has that run its course?
Yes. No, it has not run its course because she did not get all of the credit card statements, the vouchers, we're starting finally to get these from the accountants and the people who have been in charge of the money. She has done more interviews of Thornton Township officials, of the Village of Dalton people. No, her work is not done yet.
And before I let you go, Bert, again, the news that you just broke, the filing that you're going to do tomorrow is...
Tomorrow morning.
Recap it
for me.
Asking
a court to stop her from making these illegal appointments. It's just putting the Dalton residents and the village in more jeopardy.
And is that a restraining order?
Yes, we're asking for a restraining order.
Thank you so much for joining us, Bert. I think the people of Dalton must really appreciate what you do because you seem to be out there fighting for them every day.
We are, even though that they owe us hundreds of thousands of dollars because of her refusal to pay, we refuse to leave. We're sticking this out with the trustees till we right the ship.